Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I say it all the time. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the conversation. Because then you become part of the solution, right? Crazy weekend. Finding out all kinds of stuff. But let's do this before we really get rolling here. Right, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. We got some great people. I mean, that's sincere. I mean, Michael Lindell is working extremely hard to make sure that you and I have the opportunity, maybe not you, but me anyway, to make some money online and for you to get great products made by Americans in this country. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. It gets you anywhere from 30 to 70% off of, you know, the stuff that you use every day. And then some of you, wonderful patriots. See how I did that? That was pretty good, huh? Some of you wonderful patriots are still going to that place that just tanked Bed Bath & Beyond. People who couldn't stand you, you were going there to get your stuff. You know, pillows. I'm not into all that stuff. I could sleep on a cardboard box. My wife will tell you that. I could fall asleep just about anywhere. But anyhow, you know, sincerely, head over to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell beating his brains out to help you out, to help me out, so that we can have product made this country, product made by Americans, product made by, you know, the pays taxes, and keeps other people working. I haven't touched on this for a while. Because I figured you guys had this down. And you do to a big degree. Right? So, you know, you got in those towns where he has his warehouses. Yeah, little economic explanation here, right? It's not just the workers. It's not just the people that work for him. It's the electricians, carpenters, plumbers that keep those buildings up and running, right? You know, that maintain it. People work for the local electric, gas, and water companies. I'm just saying, I mean, some of you know this stuff, but some of you really don't consider all of it. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really what I want you to do. And you can do it. You know how. You know how to engage. You know how to figure things out. Right? All right, apparently there's some kind of conservative conspiracy. I don't know if you guys heard that. On the submersible / sub that blew up. And well, actually, it imploded. Not exploded. And, you know, you got to admit, there's some valid points there. No, not that anything is nefarious in the way it happened, that somebody made it happen, all that other stuff.
But the Navy knew about that early on, right? They knew about it shortly after it happened. They heard the noise. They were monitoring what was happening. Not that they were asked to or anything like that, but they were monitoring what was happening. All right, so be it. Why couldn't they tell us? Now, you've been hearing about that all over the news. Have you heard about the balloon? Is it over Montana, right? That doesn't need to be shot down because, you know, they don't feel like it's a threat. Well, they didn't feel the last one was a threat. And then they blew it and they shot it down after it gathered all that information. So, you know, we can trust the government to tell us the truth, right? What do we have to worry about? What did Reagan say? The scariest words you can hear? I'm from the government. I'm here to help. He's right. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Kimberly, we're in. Well, join me in a few minutes. I got a lot I want to run by her as well. I don't know. We touched upon this today. Whether you like the guy or not, right? You got Robert Kennedy Jr. Just being pounded on. Now, in the old days, he might have been pounded on just for being a Kennedy. We've heard that. We've seen that. You know, it's happened in the past. As much as some of you young bucks don't know this, the Kennedys haven't always been so well received. You know, I mean, in the early days they were, but then when people start figuring out what was going on in their family and what have you, right? People weren't so enamored with them anymore. Teddy, Ted Kennedy, the lion of the Senate, right, I won't say he killed her, but he might as well. That Chappaquiddick, when he allowed that woman to stay in his car, he drove drunk at night, saved his own butt, right, but couldn't save the young lady. Just amazing. So anyhow, and then you have, again, Robert Kennedy Jr. Did you see him out at... I don't know if you saw the clips over the weekend. They were kind of funny. You see him out doing push-ups, I guess out in the Venice, California, Venice Beach type of thing. Show you how strong he was. Show you how agile he was. Because, you know, that's what Joey B always says. Hey, come on out back to the alley. Let me show you. We'll do push-ups next to each other. See who's stronger. Bring your son. Sick. Just sick. All right, let me see. Let's see if Kimberly can get me off the wall. Show me see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the way you win. It's the way we all win. You become part of the solution because you get informed, and once you get informed and you engage, and I'd say everything is hunky-dory, but not usually. We try. Anyhow, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every Monday, kind of kick the week off, get it rolling, try to figure out some of the crazy stories over the weekend. Kimberly, hey, listen, I don't know if you heard, but that Pepsi can that they called a submersible, those things they call it a submarine, and Apparently the Navy knew what went down. Right, exactly, pretty much what had happened.
Right.
And we still spent, what, $1.003 billion looking for it?
And they still lied to us, not telling us, oh, yeah, it imploded, which is what a lot of people expected it would do. they lied to us for 5 days.
Well, you know why they lied to us for 5 days.
They were distracting us from what exactly?
Yeah, moving. Let me see. We got Biden. Let's start off there, right? We're getting more and more information as the days go on. Then we found out that the DOJ, what? They can't. They would not allow, what is it, search warrants for Hunter's, was it his apartment, his garage, or something like that, storage shed, whatever.
His whorehouse, I don't know.
Yeah, God only knows what was going on there. I mean, exactly. You have to go in there with a hazmat team. Anytime you go into anything that belonged to him before, I think you'd have to go in with a hazmat team.
That would be a smart idea.
Right? You don't know what the heck. But really, in all sincerity, I mean, seriously, they gave his team a heads up that they were coming or that they were trying to get one? Come on.
Of course.
But listen,
justice.
There's no difference. No. I can't allow you to push that phony narrative on this show. You know, there's no proof whatsoever that there's any two-tiered justice system.
I know that's what the lefties are saying on all their lame cable channels. Conservatives are trying to say there's a... Dude, anybody else who did what he did, we would have gotten prison time.
Oh, yeah.
So don't tell us there isn't a two-tiered justice system.
Just the IRS situation alone, right? The tax situation alone, under-reporting your income alone would have found us in jail.
Yeah, and they left out, they let some kind of term expire, you know,
The statute of limitations.
Thank you. Yeah, they let that
expire. No, come on, you can't blame them for that. They just got caught up in the paperwork. Lost track of time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just for Hunter Biden, though.
God. Yeah, I love this stuff, though. We've become that ignorant, not the you and me, but the generic we buy this stuff.
Yep.
God bless America.
I think, honestly, though, I think more and more people are waking up. I really hope.
I hope you're right. I really do. I mean, I'm losing faith in the average American. You know my joke, right? When people say, no, I've got faith in America. You know, really, the people that voted in Obama twice and this other Maroney once?
Yeah, the same people that just turned on their neighbors and did whatever they were told over COVID.
Yeah, those same people. I mean, come on. We're not there anymore.
It's kind of sad, but that's what they planned. That's how they want it.
Well, apparently Mother Nature has had it with you guys in New England. Because all up and down the Interstate 95 corridor, up through the New England area, they're talking about very severe thunderstorms and weather and a chance of major lightning strikes up and down the East Coast. And this is all due to climate change that we won't deal with, although we used to have these in the 70s, late 60s. Nobody ever said anything about climate change. I wish we'd known.
Do they think we don't normally have thunderstorms in New England? Because we do.
Well, you know, I grew up with nor'easters, right? I grew up with snowstorms that had 15-foot trips. We just thought it was a free school day, right?
Yep.
And sometimes the snow would be going sideways. The wind was so bad and the rain was so bad, right? I mean, all that stuff happened when we were kids. Nobody chalked it up to all of a sudden the earth was, I guess it was, what was it? It was cooling down. It was overcooling or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they lied and said it was going to be Arctic. They were lying about stuff way back then. The climate cult was. So, climate is, nature is normal. Things happen all the time. You could probably look back when they started paying attention to the weather and see, oh, this one year, way back when, there was a ton of thunderstorms, whatever. Doesn't matter. It's still not as bad as the storm I drove through in the south, where I couldn't even see when I was driving. So I don't want to hear it.
It's called weather. You should look it up, right? They should look it up.
I was in Connecticut, and I drove home from Connecticut today, and as soon as I hit 495, it rained. It was the whole way. And then, wow. Of course, the only bad part about it is people are stupid and don't know how to drive.
So in California, right, when they have, we didn't have rain for years, and all of a sudden you start getting these rain showers, and there's accidents every place. You're going, what is wrong with these people? Well, they think you can still go, the oil and the grease and everything that's on these highways, they don't get cleaned up until it rains. So you got these slick conditions, and they don't have the two brain cells to rub together to figure out, can you just slow down? Might not be a bad idea. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh,
so,
God.
These and I hit this warning site as a giggle, because they have active severe watches for the New England area, severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, tornado warnings up in the New York area. I just love it all. I'm just loving all this stuff. You these maps, these scary maps, large hail threat, flood alerts. I'm going, oh my God.
I saw that. I got a flood alert notification. I'm like, why do I have a red alert on my phone? And yeah, there's a flood alert for Rockingham County in New Hampshire. Yeah, okay, whatever. Like, we haven't experienced that crap before either.
No. Like I said, this stuff went on all our lives. What happened to it? We were just too stupid to figure it out. Kimberly, I mean, think of all the things that we went through. We hid under our desk. We had those air raids going on. You know, we ate from rusty hoses and pipes and all kinds of stuff, right? I don't know about you, but it's just, you're not old enough to remember eating lead off the windowsill. So, anyway.
No, we didn't eat lead off the windowsill when I was a kid. It was there. We just didn't eat it.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moren. Going to find out what her take is on this. Having kids in the U.S., it's a scam. Don't you know that? We'll be back in a few minutes.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The Biden administration has no plans to get involved in internal Russian matters.
Whatever occurred in Russia this past weekend didn't change the facts for us, didn't change those facts for Ukraine, and they absolutely are not going to change our continued support.
That's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Monday following the Wagner Group's armed rebellion against Russia. Kirby stressed the U.S. and NATO allies had no part in the matter. On Monday, Russian President Vladimir Putin called the weekend rebellion criminal activity. In a speech, Putin said there will be consequences. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is putting more than $500 million toward boosting the production of domestic biofuels. The money comes from the Inflation Reduction Act and will support nearly 60 infrastructure projects across the country, including 18 in rural Minnesota alone, a key biofuel state. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Matuga, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always, always, always appreciate her time and her viewpoint on things. Hillary, apparently the women of today feel that, you know, there's no upside to having children today. You know why? Because there's not enough health care access for them. Work doesn't give them enough time off with pay. There's no child care at work. I mean, this sounds like a laundry list to go, and how come you're not doing it for me kind of thing? Go ahead.
It sounds like they're really pathetic and want everyone else to be taking care of their decision to have a child.
Pretty much.
As opposed to being a responsible adult. Hey, I want a child. This is what I'm going to need to do to have a child. And they don't want to take responsibility for their own actions. I'm not understanding it. This is the same crowd that probably thinks, you know, whatever, easy peasy, we'll just afford it.
Yeah, you might be right there. What I get the biggest kick out of with these people, again, putting the blame, total blame, on the government.
And other people.
And they won't take responsibility for what they did, who they slept with, the guy they chose. You know, and it works both ways. You and I were talking about there's guys out there that you know, you pick that psycho woman that you met at the bar on Friday, and you think you're going to change her. Really?
Yeah. Good luck with that, kid.
No, I'm with you. That's why I get such a kick out of it. Again, just amazing to me.
But since when is anyone else? This is what I don't get, and I see this too. I see lefty women saying this all the time. It's like, wait a minute, no, you're responsible for raising that child, not the government, not anyone else.
That's
it's
right.
On you. You want to have a child? That's fantastic. You're responsible for it. If your job doesn't offer you the amount of time that you want off maternity leave, well, then you make sure you get a different job that does.
But you know, why can't my job accommodate me? I'm a good employee, you know, and I want to have kids, but can't I have kids if you won't take care of me?
Yeah. No, it's not your job's role. That's a benefit. If a job wants to provide that benefit, they will.
Yep.
It's easy as that.
I listen to this stuff. I just scratch my head sometimes. Really, truly. Because you sit here and you go, we raised these kids. I mean, the younger moms of today were raised by parents who maybe didn't give them responsibility, didn't allow them to go through some adversity to learn what it takes to give something up, to give something else. And you said it during the break, kids are worth the sacrifice, are they not?
Yes, that's the incentive to having a child. That is the incentive. Because you said, this is all about, there's no incentive to have a child. Hello? The child is the incentive.
Oh, God.
You create your own little mini-me version for the world. That's the incentive.
Oh, it is. You're so right. And again, you think about this stuff, and we're not teaching them. We're not teaching them how to. And I'm not blaming it all on the woman. So if anybody's getting that from me, I'm sorry, but that's not what I'm doing here. But the bottom line with it is, again, when you choose a mate, somebody that you want to be with, make sure that person really has two brain cells to rub together. They're really willing to take care of their family. I'm so tired of some of these women who say, I don't need anybody to take care of me. Well, until you need somebody to take care of you.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yeah, it's really, on one hand, they're like, well, I don't need anybody to take care of me, but I really want the government to be my baby daddy.
That's pretty much, you're right there. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it is. And, I want them to pay for, I want the government to pay for everything because I can't do it. I mean, that's what's happened in a lot of cases. Think about it. They push abortion so much that women don't really have much respect for raising children anymore. Some of these women.
Yep. Yeah, I kind of believe with some of what I see and hear with some of these young women speaking is they're truly have that, I've got a bailout. I've got a cushion. I can drop back to your point. I can drop back to the government. I mean, that should almost be an embarrassment that you have to live off the government because of the choices you made. If it's temporary, it's one thing. You're getting reeducated. You're going to go for a different career, what have you.
Right.
I don't have a problem helping out.
I have no problem with, exactly. I have no problem with what we call the safety net. And it's temporary lifting someone up so they can do better because circumstances that were beyond their control happened. And maybe that is having a baby, right? So we temporarily help you, give you a hand up so that you can do better for your child and for yourselves. That I don't have a problem with. But some of these people they expect the government to pay for everything for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, everything. You're exactly right. Everything.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, all right, I got another good one for you. So Congress is stepping in, and they're thinking about ditching the Army's new fitness test because they feel like it's not strong enough to, where we need to be. They actually dumbed it down for the longest time. But the soldiers are pushing back, saying, you know what? You're going to lose a bunch of troops because they came in here soft, and they're still soft.
Man.
I mean, the soldiers are saying that. So you got to stop and say, wow. If they've stepped up and said, wait, whoa, 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 slow down. There's a problem here.
Oh, that's
scary.
That's bad. That's. Oh my God! They so did less. So did this on purpose. We're so screwed.
Oh, for no question about it. It's really funny because the elite team, SEAL team, the SEAL teams, and those kind of teams, they dumbed down. I'm sorry, ladies, going to say it like it is. They dumbed down the fitness tests for those, the fitness requirements for those, to let women in. Because remember that women and men, there's actually no physiological difference between the two. As the LGBTQ AI 25 keeps telling us, okay?
What's AI 25?
I have no idea. They
keep
adding letters, so this way, it's AI plus 21 or something like that. But
I just say LMNOP.
Right.
So this is where women, where left wing feminists are a total freaking embarrassment. We want equality. We're equal. We want equal. Okay, then. You want equal, then you have to do the same exact thing.
Thank you.
You don't get special treatment. And that's not equal. That's not equal if you get special treatment. That's called equity. And that's the thing that is destroying this country.
Yep. Who were the two famous tennis stars? Serena
Williams. Yeah. Oh, there's a whole bunch of them. The sisters? Well,
the sisters, yeah.
Yeah.
So she came out recently talking about, you know, I would never play against a man for a championship because they would take us to town. We wouldn't stand a chance. She said, I would lose, you know, six straight.
Right.
You know?
And somebody, some stupid witch was at speaking in at a hearing about this whole, you know, men being on women's teams. And she said, women can play. She said, look at Serena Williams, blah, blah, blah. And Riley Gaines, the swimmer, said, by the way, just when she came up to test, when she was testifying, she said, by the way, Serena Williams got beat by a man who ranked 203rd. Because he was stronger.
Yeah.
It's like they don't live in reality, Joe. They really don't. They live in this unicorn, sharding Skittles delusion. And what they think that what they write down on a piece of paper is actually true.
Yeah, Kimberly, I just was going to say to you, it's the parents brought them up to believe that the world revolves around them, number one. They can do no wrong, and every thought that comes up between their ears is a genius Pulitzer Prize-winning thought.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's why you find them huddled up in the corner sometime over the dumbest things.
Right. That's why they need their little safe spaces. But you know what? There's some of these people are people from my generation. I mean, there's there's not too many Gen Xers that are stupid. Like, dumb like these guys, but that is true.
I did a piece last week after you were on. I did a piece about how millennials see all the stupid stuff that the boomers did, or what they call boomers, I guess. And they were talking about, you know, we sent our kids to the supermarket with just a note, with just a letter. You know, we let them walk to school by themselves. Oh, my God. The humanity of it all. It's just craziness. All right, going to go for a quick break, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That is not a racist, sexist, misogynist, and you'll come up with a whole bunch of stuff, I'm sure, but... the thing, I'm telling you, seriously, when you think about it, we were just talking, Kimberly Marin joins me, she does every week, Kimberly, we were just talking about the military and what goes on in the military and that kind of stuff, and you're seeing more and more of this, and people don't want to talk about it, where the military has become a little soft, and it's not their fault, it's the standards that the military is setting for these people, partially because they want to be more equitable. I know how much you love that word.
Ugh. It makes me sick.
Oh, God. You know what? The military's job was to seek and destroy. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Not to seek
right.
And make you feel better about your sexual orientation. I don't remember that one.
No, that's nowhere to be found anywhere because that's not part of it. The one thing the government is supposed to do, and they're effing that up, too.
Yeah, what have they gotten right? Look at what's going on with Joey V right now. Let me ask you a question. Anything in your crystal ball telling you what you think is going to happen with him ultimately when the heat really starts? I mean, right now, we're at a low simmer.
I think because all of a sudden left-wing channels and people have started asking questions, so I think the mantra has been put out, though, you know, it's been put out that, yep, we're getting rid of Joe, and they're going to put in, like, Gavin or somebody. That's what I think.
Yep.
They want him gone.
Yeah, they're gonna have to find a way to move him along, right? Because they're gonna move Camilla in.
You really think they'll put Camilla in when most people can't even stand her?
I hope not.
Including Democrats.
Her approval rating is like in the tank.
She's horrible. Most half the people don't even know who she is.
Yeah.
That's how bad she is.
But she's Joey B's secretary. You know.
I mean, I'm gonna behave.
Yes, please. No, but in all seriousness, I mean, to your point, what else are they going to do? At some point in time, he's a liability. And the
he's
only
a
thing they could do
to them
they
right
can't,
now, yeah.
Yeah, they can't make it happen fast enough. But the only thing they could possibly do is put Camilla in as president, right? Bring Gavin Newsom in as VP. That's the, you know, and then move him into the president position after they get rid of Camilla.
Oh my God, that's just the grossest thing on the planet. Oh my God, this country is doomed.
But they're that deceitful, you know it.
I do know it. That's why I'm saying, look, if anybody listening, or if anyone in this country thinks Biden's actually running anything, they are out of their
mind. Brain dead. Yeah.
And they need some serious help. They need some serious mental health help. Because Biden isn't running a damn thing, and that's one of the reasons they wanted him, because they knew they would have total control and he wouldn't be doing anything.
You ever see Blazing Saddles, right?
Oh, God, a long time. Wait, did I see it recently? I think, no, I can't. It was been a while, but yeah.
Okay, so you've seen it. And the governor of the state is just a real yutz, and everybody around him is running everything. Right?
Of course.
They're telling him what to do, what to sign, lying to him about what he is signing, and that kind of stuff. This is the same thing. This is a scene out of Blazing Saddles for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
You know, well, in my mind.
I consider it Idiocracy. Yeah. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh, come on. You've got to watch it. I told you about it a long time ago.
I will get to it. It's on my
Please
list of things to do, right?
You seriously, honestly, you have to watch it because we are living it. So you have to watch it. It's
all right.
So bad.
Let's get back to our whistleblowers. They're trying to discount. It's really funny. Have you watched, I know you probably haven't, but have you watched any of the hearings?
I have not.
All right. And it's really interesting to watch the posturing, the body positions of the Democrats when they bring these whistleblowers on and the stuff that they say to them and about them. Every one of these whistleblowers apparently is a piece of garbage and is mad at the government and loves Trump.
I think it's interesting that suddenly the Democrats hate whistleblowers. They used to like them.
Yeah.
Wonder why that is.
Well,
which makes you believe if because the Democrats hate these people so much, you have to know that everything these whistleblowers are saying is true and accurate.
Oh, agreed. No question about it.
Yep.
The and again, they're showing, they're producing documents. It's going to be making them nuts. Producing documents to show Merrick Garland and the IRS commissioner lied to the Congress.
Yeah.
Right? So knowing about what was going on with Hunter and Biden and other things.
Neither of them are going to serve any time, you know, like we would for lying to Congress under oath.
No. Nobody's going to go into their homes with 31 FBI agents. So none of that. You're exactly right. None of that stuff is going to happen. But, you know, the Democrats were working hard on trying to tear down the credibility of the whistleblowers.
Of course.
I mean,
that's what they do.
Yep.
That's what they always do.
Well, don't think that those whistleblowers, their families, their cousins, and five generations aren't going to have IRS, audits done.
Suddenly.
The thing that bothers me the most, again, is that they've gotten to the point now where they're doing it in your face. You know, at this point, think about the investigations they've done on many, 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 many people before them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
All Republicans.
Right.
Right.
That is the thing, Joe. It's in your face. They're not hiding how corrupt they are anymore. That's the I don't know what's more disturbing, the fact that they are so corrupt or the fact that they don't even care anymore and they're not hiding how corrupt they are. Because that just shows how little respect they have for the American people, which, you know, we already knew, but also shows they have no fear of losing an election ever again.
No. I think they got it again and again and again, and I think that's exactly what's going to start the civil war in this country. I think if they win by big numbers again, you're going to have a problem. Look, every time I do this, some people get really mad at me, but even people on our side. And I go look at the recently there was another release of the numbers that from the elections of 2020.
Yeah.
And you look at now, you know, Arizona and Pennsylvania, and recently somebody came out with a list of when they stopped counting. Now, first of all, the funny thing about all of this, do you ever remember in your adult life them stopping the count for no real reason, just because it was getting late?
Never. Never. Right? Never. Not in a million years.
At least, minimum, a half a dozen states, Trump was up by 11, 12, 15%. Right? And what happened? Nobody wants to talk about it. When I talk about it, they go, oh, here you go. The election was stolen. Look, I don't know if he got all those votes, whether they came in the last minute for Biden. I find it hard to believe that when you start looking at the ballots and you find out the only thing on those ballots that were counted the next day, or the majority of the only thing on those ballots were stuff for Joey B., you have to stop and say to yourself, I'm not buying. Right?
Yeah. No, the thing is, that's how it should be. It should all be looked at, and it has been looked at in some areas. And there were a lot of irregularities. And no one ever wants to talk about them. No one ever wants to talk about actual. There's ways to go about it. Trump blows smoke out his butt, but he needs to talk about, he can talk about the real issues that were the problem.
Yeah.
Because there were real issues. There's real issues every election, but 2020 was the worst we've probably ever seen.
Look, just quick rundown, right? Pennsylvania, I'm going to go Biden and Trump. So Biden 41, Trump 57 when they stopped counting. Michigan, Biden 44, Trump 54 when they stopped counting. Georgia, Biden 45, Trump 53, when they stopped counting. You got to look at you look at these and you go, all right, people. If you're not at least asking the questions, you're as dishonest as they are.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like people said, we went to bed. Trump was ahead in all these states, and then all of a sudden he wasn't. I find it hard to believe 84 million people voted for Biden.
Yep. And that the Postal Service driver who testified that he picked up ballots at the airport and drove them to those three different states. What was it? Pennsylvania.
Yeah, what does that mean? Nothing? Does that mean nothing?
Nothing. It died. It just died. So that's why I wonder why we don't trust them.
Well, this is all part intentional because they want us to lose faith in our government and each other, of course, and in our elections. I mean, if people lose faith in the election, what's going to happen? They won't vote.
They won't even show up to vote.
They'll get disengaged.
Exactly right. Yep.
They won't participate. They won't pay attention anymore. And that's what they want. They don't want people paying attention.
No, they don't. All right. Where do people find you?
GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
And ducking those 40,000 lightning strikes they're anticipating for the week. Anyway, talk to you later. Joe, okay. Your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after this.